Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we're about to start texting tutor with Lily here. Texting tutor is when you guys come to us and you're like, oh, I just don't know the right words to use in this text convo. Burt Show, can you help me? And she wants to shoot her shot with a repairman that was at her house. And she doesn't know the exact words to use. And she's coming to us.
I like this one. This one is fun. Unlike the other ones you guys bring, where we have to like drop some really heinous news on somebody else.
Yeah, this one should be easy, right?
No mother-in-law is involved. That's the part I like.
Yes. No bride. No sisters. No maid of honor. Yes.
Sisters.
Hey, I think you're hot. Want to bang? Done.
There you go. I got something that needs to be repaired.
Oh, wow. All right.
Come on now.
Something needs tweaked. Hey, Lily, good morning.
I need you to.
Hey, you need somebody to come lay some pipe. How handy can this man get?
Come on now.
All right, Lily, obviously we got you. We got you on this.
And apparently we are all very horny. Every single person in this room apparently needs to get laid. Stat.
All right, Lily, so tell us what's going on. Who is this dude and why can't you shoot your shot yourself?
I was having some work done in my kitchen. I had this, I hired this guy whose company, and he came, and I was, you know, sort of
there
surprised. I mean, okay, all right.
It's not going to stop. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. He came over, and I met him before work the first morning, and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cute. And anyway, he was there for a few weeks doing some work, and I kind of see him every morning before I leave, but this is kind of embarrassing, but I have a camera. I have these cameras kind of around my home, but one of them specifically in the kitchen area. I like to look at my dog when I'm at work.
Ah, relatable. It's very common for people to have cameras in their home.
I have one.
Yeah.
For the dog?
Yeah.
Or for security?
For both.
You would put cameras in your house just so you could check in to see your dog all day?
That's what I do. That's what she does with her cat.
Watch your cat?
Do not follow me on Twitter. It's all I post.
Well, the whole I can't find a good man thing is starting to become pretty clear.
Yeah. I have a husband, so I don't do that.
Go ahead, Lily.
Anyway, I was like, checking in on the dog and happened to catch him a couple times. Kind of playing with my dog. I mean, aww. This made him even cuter, and like I was just like, this guy's really adorable. And I don't know, I it's been like a while since I've been in like really a relationship with anyone. I've been sort of focused on other things, and I don't know, he just seems like he has a good energy and he's really attractive. And
you go with his hands.
And anyway, he's done, and I paid him, and he's gone, and I didn't really like get a chance to like.
And you miss him, Lily.
Yeah, well,
you miss his musk.
I didn't really get the nerve while he was around, and now I'm like, I don't want to miss this opportunity, and so. But I just really, I don't know. I've never asked anyone out, really. I've always kind of been the receiver of the ask out. And so I don't really even know how to sort of nowadays.
We got you.
Oh, yeah.
Lily, we got you. I think it's also totally normal to have cameras in your home, especially when you have a stranger in your house for weeks working on something and you're not there. I think that's actually a safe thing to do.
I don't think we lead with that.
No, we're not going to do that. Hey, I watched you on my camera. But did you guys have any, you saw him every morning before you went to work. As far as conversations go, do you know if he is single and ready to mingle?
I don't know that he's Well, I don't. He didn't have a ring. I didn't know.
A lot of repairmen don't wear rings, though.
That's true. I didn't see any, like, he was pretty tan. I didn't, you know, I didn't see any, like, tan lines or anything either. Okay. So I kind of, I don't know if that's a thing, but I noticed that he didn't have that.
Okay.
He didn't mention anybody. He did compliment me several times, like, in the morning. So I kind of got the vibe that he was sort of somewhat attracted to me as well.
Okay.
He commented, I had like a couple meetings that I was looking nicer than average for, and he did notice that, and he was like, wow, you look lovely today, you know, kind of made some flirtatious comments, but so I don't know, I didn't get the vibe that he was.
And your dog approves, so that's a plus. Yep.
Let me put your mind at ease even before we start texting for you. And Mo and I have said this a million times on the show. This is going to be easier than you think, right? Yeah, maybe you're the one that has been the receiver of being asked out, but it takes off so much pressure for guys when a woman makes any first move. If we're not totally and completely clueless, that I think this is going to go way better than you think.
Especially when you know that you're there to do a job. Like, the last thing you want to do is make you uncomfortable when you know he's supposed to be there doing work.
That's a really good point. If you're feeling any kind of vibe at all, he's trying to be all professional and stuff. If you reach out to him and we do it in the right flirty way, this is going to be so much easier than you think it's going to be.
Cool.
Did he do really good work?
Yeah, he did a great job. And he seems, even kind of made a comment that, like, he did a good job for me. You know what I mean? Like, was like, I really wanted to make this like exactly how you described it. And I was like, oh, that's sweet of you. And
can you just put your foot through the drywall and say, hey, I need you to come on over?
And just whoopsie.
And I thought about it.
And do it every week. I did it again.
You'll never believe it.
I definitely considered, like, you know, extending the job a little, but I don't know. I don't really know if it's crossing a boundary to, like,
Boundaries and guys. We don't pay attention to those.
Boundaries.
Yeah. Lily, hang on one second. When we come back, we will start texting the repairman. Oh, we're going to get you this date, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yay.
Burt Show Texting Tutor coming up next.
The Burt Show.